From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President of Russia doubts U.S. commitment. Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country is upholding its commitments to the Syrian ceasefire agreement, but cast doubt over the United States' commitment to the deal, saying Washington was deviating from its own call for openness. He said there's no doubt that everyone in the world understands the importance of fighting terrorists, including our American neighbors who are facing a difficult task, I will say frankly, of separation opposition from the terrorists. I would like us to be honest with each other, and only in this case will we be able to move forward toward common goals. I do not understand why certain agreements should be concealed, but of course we will not disclose the details until our American partners agree to this. Under a ceasefire agreement announced by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Geneva a week ago, hostilities should have paused Monday to clear the way for humanitarian aid to flow unhindered into Syria. Starting next Monday, if those conditions are met, joint coordination between the U.S. and Russia on airstrikes is to commence against the Islamic State and Nusra Front. The U.S. says it will not recognize the outcome of the Russian parliamentary elections slated for Russian-occupied Crimea on Sunday. State Department spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. position on Crimea is clear. The peninsula remains an integral part of Ukraine. Israel says its military forces shot dead a Palestinian man who had stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the West Bank. This morning's violence took place at a security check in the divided city of Hebron. The violence happened one day after Israeli forces shot dead three Palestinian assailants in separate incidents in Hebron and East Jerusalem. The Palestinians say the violence is the result of frustration due to decades of occupation. This is VOA News. Next week, world leaders gather in New York for their annual UN meetings. VOA's Margaret Bashir offers a preview from the UN.
Across the planet, there is a staggering 65 million displaced persons. They are on the move because of conflict, natural disasters, or extreme poverty. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will convene a summit about their plight on Monday with the aim of addressing the root causes and agreeing a global framework on sharing responsibility for migrants and refugees.
More countries must resettle more people who have been forced from their homes.
U.S. President Barack Obama will co-host a leaders' summit on Tuesday that will see concrete commitments from governments on funding to assist refugees and expanded opportunities for them to work and go to school. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. President Obama utilized his weekly address today to cajole that branch of government with which his administration has been at fairly difficult odds through the years.
The Republicans who run this Congress aren't doing their jobs.
As they return from vacation, he says there are top priority considerations for the lawmakers, including fully funding the fight against Zika virus, helping the victims of the recent floods in Louisiana, and helping the, or shall I say, ending the limbo of his Supreme Court nominee, Merrick Garland. And that's not all.
Passing criminal justice reform, attacking the opioids epidemic, funding Joe Biden's cancer moonshot, finishing a trans-Pacific trade agreement that will support American jobs and boost American wages, and passing a budget that will make sure all of America's priorities are funded without resorting to shutdown threats.
He says much needs to be done before the Congress departs for another hiatus in anticipation of the November elections.
At the very least, we should expect that they should do their jobs and protect us from disease, help us recover from disaster, keep the Supreme Court above politics, and help our businesses grow and hire.
Authorities in Seaside Park, New Jersey, called off a 5K race this morning that raised money for U.S. servicemen and women after a pipe bomb exploded in a trash bin near the event. No one was injured in the blast, but law enforcement is looking for additional explosives, and there are reports at least one other device was found. The Associated Press reported that the start of the race had been delayed and the area was cleared out because of an unattended backpack. According to the Ocean County Prosecutor's Office Facebook page, local authorities are being assisted by the FBI, the ATF, and the New Jersey State Police Bomb Squad. A story we'll be keeping an eye on for you if there are any further developments. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.